What's going on, my beautiful people? What is going on? I had to go and give y'all episode 80. We closing out the year. Just give y'all a couple words for the new year. I could not leave it at episode 79 because maybe I got OCD. I don't know. What y'all think? Y'all tap in, check in. I'm freestyling to some 93 Meech Beach, soaking my feet, sipping on me some sweet red wine. And we're just going to do a little recap, a little. Just leave y'all with some good words before the new year. Today is December the 30th. Okay. Yeah, tune in, tap in. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for just riding with me, rolling with me, man. We ain't going to stop. I don't care if don't nobody listen to this right now. These are things that when I'm dead and gone and I transition and take my bow out of here, that y'all will still have my voice. And it will live on forever and ever and ever and ever. You did. Thank y'all for tuning in. Episode 80. Lego. Yeah. Let me start out. Let y'all listen to the 93 Meech beat. Yeah. Go get a beat from Meech. Yeah. Yeah. I say go get a beat from Meech. Yeah. Yeah. I say go get a beat from Meech. Yeah. Yeah. I say go get a beat from Meech. Yeah. Yeah, tell him I sent you pay for a price though. Yeah, tell him I sent you pay for a price though. Yeah, tell him I sent you pay for a price though. Yeah, tell him I sent you boy is nice though. Yeah, follow my platform on our pages. Yeah, yeah, follow my platform on our pages. Yeah, yeah, follow my platform on our pages. Yeah, yeah, follow my platform on our pages. Yeah. Yeah, my energy contagious, yeah, 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 that energy contagious, yeah, 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 that energy contagious, yeah, 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 that is so crazy, yeah, 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 it's 2023, we headed 2024, coming in, kicking down the door, and you know for sure, got the grind, got the hustle, getting it out the muscle, yeah, grind includes the weekend, yeah. Yeah. Hey. Okay. Let go. Hey. Today, I say thank you. Hey. Hey. Y'all know, look. Y'all know, sipping on me some sweet red wine. Alright. Sipping on me some sweet red wine. Soaking my feet. Let me let you hear the water. Okay. Cruising down. Hey. I said cruise. I mean drifting. But what's up? I just wanted to tap in with y'all and just give y'all a little wrap up. Give y'all some positive words for y'all to go into y'all 2024. You know why I'm relaxing. Excuse me, that wine made me bilch, okay? I know y'all ain't heard that word in a long time. Y'all grandma say a bilch. You don't know nothing about that. Yeah, you get your bilch in, you know, after you have your beverage, right? But I just wanted to tap in with y'all, and I wanted to let y'all know that y'all are doing an amazing job. Me and my grandma, we talked pretty much every day. And we just had a conversation today, and it was like, we talking about just everything being figureoutable and why we just not going to worry going into the new year. And I told her when I was 18, she told me that. And she was like, I was having this breakdown. And that's because I told you I wasn't always this person. Yeah, I know I had to work to become who I am. That's why I be saying I'm a reformed Aries, because it took work to be who I am. And that's why I don't take it for granted. So my grandma told me I was like 17 or 18. I was on the phone with T-Mobile. They had me on hold too long, blah, blah, blah. And I told her, my grandma, I was crying. And she was just like, everything really just figure outable. You just have to really just breathe and figure it out. So I reverted back to that, what she told me, and I told her.
or whatnot, and just let her know, like, you know, that's the thing. Even if we gonna rob Peter to pay Paul, do what you gotta do, and don't complain, and don't whine and cry, and just stay in that moment. Just keep moving. And therefore, once God see that perseverance and see you pushing through, everything else is gonna fall in line. Just take the step. It don't matter if you robbing Peter to pay Paul. Then when you pay Paul, you might have to rob Paul back. Okay. The get it back to Peter. But whatever you have to do, just keep doing what you have to do. Everybody is just figuring it out. The people with money, they're still figuring it out. You know, they find loopholes to the system to get them where they need to be. And that's what a lot of well-off people have done. They found the loopholes to the system, making sure they have life insurance. So when somebody do pass, they'll have a payday, you know, and doing things and paying stuff off and getting furniture and all this and filing bankrupt. Those are loopholes to the system. And we just have to keep doing what we're doing with no complaints. And that's the essential part. We have to make sure that we don't complain. Therefore, God see us handling it with grace and he removes it out of our face. But when we complain and we sit and we dwell in the moment, and I had a couple of moments like that this year. That's why we end up coming to that conclusion, right? Looking at the JT No Bars. Let's play a little bit of it. Hey. Period. Okay. You feel me? Central City. Syringes. But yeah, so that's truly the thing about it. And we were just talking and we was laughing about it. You able to just sit back and laugh at the things that you just wouldn't think that you would get out of. Just, I keep telling y'all, and I'm going to keep telling y'all, look back on your past for faith. I wasn't always this person. As I just told y'all, I could not handle pressure. I used to be driving early, still in the car, like on a low, getting pulled over, getting tickets, running out of gas. I used to be doing stuff bad. Well, not bad, but you know, just wrong as far as like stuff I shouldn't have been doing. And then I couldn't handle the pressure that came with it. And I would like break down and I wouldn't know how to react and things of that nature. But it would be things that I caused on myself. So it's like, all in all, you have to look at these things and eventually one day laugh at them, because it's like our choices and our decisions most of the time putting us in where we need, where we are, you know, and where we need to fight through from and never look back, you know. So those decisions and choices that we make ultimately, you know, they matter, because those are why we're in certain situations. But when you keep pushing through and you keep getting past it, you're able to look back and just laugh at this stuff, because a lot of it will be funny. A lot of it will be funny. And I'm willing to bet you, like, you can look back on something this year. Just look back on something you was freaking out so bad about and you pulled through and you passed through. Because ultimately, you just kept going. That it's just that simple. You didn't stop. You didn't stop. You found a way, and you didn't stop. And today, me and my grandma was like, in 2024, we're just going to stop. We're going to breathe. We're going to take us a deep breath. Assess the situation. See what our options are. You know, take us a nap and take us a shot and then handle it. And we laughed about that today, because that's how simple it really is. Like, we really overreact to a lot of things. We really get down and out about a lot of things. But I promise you, even if you got to do something in the moment, you got to take out a loan, whatever you got to do, don't think permanently about a temporary situation. The temporary situation is the situation at hand that you're currently in, and you can find a way to get out. And then everything else after that, you can find a way to fix it, patch it up, whatever you need to do. And that is 1,000% true. Okay. And I'm telling you from pure experience. So I just want y'all to know that whatever you think you're going through, there's always somebody worse off than you. Whatever you can't see, you know, it is a way out ahead, but you gotta just keep going, and the steps will start falling in place and things will start falling in place for you. Don't become that person that just stops. Don't become that person that just gives up. Don't become that person that keeps saying, I can't, I can't, I can't, because the more you're saying that, you're talking yourself down. Sound of the rain against my window pane. I'm going down. Don't keep talking yourself down. It matters. Don't say, I can't, I don't. And I just like, you know, and I, like I said, I've been there. That's why I'm telling you that. Don't talk yourself down. Your words, they matter. Things you say about yourself, they matter. The way you treat yourself when you're in a real bad situation, it matters. Don't talk yourself down. That's the last thing you need. Show up for you. Be that one like, oh, yeah, yeah, well, I'm finna figure this out. Yeah, I don't care what's going on. I'm finna do whatever I got to do. Even, you know, with the madness and with the attitude, do what you got to do to figure it out and get where you need to be in that moment and keep pushing through, and everything will fall the way it needs to fall, okay? So I just want to tell y'all that. Just have a little faith and just keep going, man. You know, you got people you look back on like Jeff Bezos, and you got people you look back on like the Apple guy and the Jay-Z's and all of these people. You think these people was in the office and rapping back then and thought they would be who they are? You cannot imagine it in your wildest dreams, but you still have dreams. You know, you set out to want to do something in life, but the fact that all you got to do is keep moving and staying in motion and working, that is what's going to take you. Small steps equal progress. You know, faith is you not seeing where you want to be at that moment or where you think you supposed to be at that moment. But if you keep on working, I promise you, you will get there. You will get there. Just don't stop. Don't stop. With tears in your eyes, with complaining, with excuses, with everything around you, don't stop. Coach your mind with gratitude. Keep being thankful for the things that you've done. Keep being thankful for the things that you have. Keep being thankful for the people you know. Keep being thankful for the resources. Keep being thankful for the ability to work and keep on going. And the mindset to know that you can and you will. Okay? So I just want to leave y'all with that. Happy New Year. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on our platform. Y'all get to the 1186 Real Life Teaching Water. I'm your Birmingham Brand Ambassador in March. I'm hosting the Hip Hop Awards brought to you by Street Motion. What up, T-Main? And we just going to keep doing that thing, man, and keep on rocking that thing out. And I promise you, y'all, I promise you, better days are ahead. But you never know if you stop, all right? Precious motivation. I love y'all all. Thank y'all for the support. Support has been amazing this year. And I know it's going to top and double 2024. I'm trying to get on Wildin' Out. I want to get an agent, you know, build up my team. I'm working on building a team on 2024 because I feel like I have so many ideas. I need that team. Like, I got to push out so many of these ideas. I'm getting into a lot of different stuff in 2024. We ain't going to talk about it. We just going to be about it. Priceless motivation. Y'all get it at 1186 Real Artesian Water. I'm your Birmingham Brand Ambassador. Thank y'all for listening to me. Thank y'all for following me. Thank y'all for encouraging me. Thank y'all for pushing me. Thank y'all for just loving me. All right? Priceless motivation. Happy New Year. Hey! That I spit out is a cheat code, like a face in a Rico, and I nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 on. Yeah. Peace.